Thanks so much for joining us today on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here. Well, we're going to take a look at all the good things going on around the state of Wisconsin and hopefully find out some events and maybe in your area as well as we visit with Mike Beno of our Wisconsin magazine. But first, this is the last day of the spring member drive. Oh, boy. And Jill Nadeau, who is raving, jumping up and down right now, I wish you could see her. She's got a big smile on her face, but she's here to help me talk about your contribution. Your contribution keeps the Larry Mueller Show and WPR strong. $10 a month, $100 a month, every gift and any amount makes a big difference because, as we've been saying, the largest share of funding for our programs comes from people like you. So donate right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Jill, how are we doing?
Well, last hour we heard from 32 new and returning members, so thank you all for those gifts. And right now, this is great, Larry. We have a dollar-for-dollar match of up to $5,500. This generous match is from current members, including a member in Sparta, and it means that they'll match every dollar that you give.
It's their way of encouraging you to join them in supporting Wisconsin Public Radio so you can double your support for the programs you love. Just give right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, Wisconsin Public Radio is committed to quality, and that's why we've been around for more than 100 years. And since listener donations make up the largest piece of funding for WPR programs, that quality is possible thanks to you.
Yeah, your contribution makes this program possible and so many others as well. When you give, you're part of the quality you hear every day on WPR. You can make a difference right now with your gift at WPR.org. Or at 888-202-2552.
You know, we hear from a lot of first-time donors who are giving because they've gotten their first job out of college, or people who turn 30 and they realize, you know what, I'm a grown-up now. It's time to give to WPR.
Oh, man, giving that, money right? to something. Yeah, I like that. Yeah, I'm grown up now. I'm almost grown up myself. Jill is fully grown up. But we both agree on one thing. Giving money to something you believe in, a service you rely on, is a great way to commemorate a new phase of your life, and we certainly encourage it. Many first-time donors give $10 or $20 a month, but you, of course, choose the amount that's right for you, and then go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. So let me think about that. I was pondering there. I had to take a minute to think about things, Jill. And I thought,
I'll give you a little time for meditation, Larry.
Do I remember where people should go? I think they should go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your donation in support of the programs you count on. That happens with me sometimes. Your support today of Wisconsin Public Radio keeps all the programs you enjoy going strong. And I don't care if you contribute $10 a month or $100 a month. I will appreciate it. So will Jill. And we certainly count on your gift.
Absolutely. And, you know, giving to WPR is really easy. All we need is your name, your contact information, the amount of your gift, and how you'd like to pay.
It takes just a couple of minutes to make your contribution to WPR. And those few minutes fund your daily listening. Your support right now really makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And don't forget, our dollar-for-dollar match is still in effect, and there's still room for your gift to be matched. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and your support of WPR will go twice as far.
And Jill, we have an added bonus for supporting the programs.
We do.
Yeah. Listen to this now. You could win. Well, you can't, Jill, but anybody listening, anybody else, could win $1,000 to spend on bikes and cycling gear at Wheel and Sprocket.
Oh,
holy
that
cow.
Is nice.
It is very nice. Yeah. Give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And of course, if you're a sustainer, making, you know, those ongoing monthly gifts, you're automatically entered.
That's right. There you go.
Won't
miss anything. And you know what? If you're not a sustainer, just become one right now. It's easy to set up. Monthly donations from your bank account or credit card at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. You know, it's a great way to provide ongoing support for the programs that you love. Like Nancy in, is that Arpin, Wisconsin?
Arpin, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. WPR does a great job of covering topics relevant to Wisconsin. Thank you. And Edward in Cottage Grove says, I get so much out of both NPR and WPR. And that just says it all.
It does indeed. Your gift is very powerful, really makes a difference. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. And thanks if you've already contributed. If you haven't, do it right now. And you can do it while you're listening to Mike Beno talk. Mike Beno is back with us. He's the editor of Our Wisconsin magazine. So we'll talk with Mike about some very special people who call Wisconsin home. And certainly we'd love to hear from you. Maybe you've got an event or something you want to talk about that's going on in your community. Sure, join in. The number's 1-800-642-1234 or shoot us an email. To ideas at WPR.org. Mike Beno, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Larry, it's always fun and glad to be here, especially on your member drive, because Wisconsin Public Radio is something very important and should be supported.
Well, I certainly agree with you on it. We're not going to argue about that for sure, but I got to tell you, I always like the magazine, but I really enjoyed some of the pieces in, and certainly the photography in this this particular issue, which is the April-May issue. And right off the bat, really interesting photo, a beautiful photo, and an interesting reading about the history of pelicans in Wisconsin. Maybe talk about that just to get things going.
Well, thanks for the props on the magazine, Larry. I'm glad to know somebody's out there reading it. But we come out six times a year, and there's a lot of seasonal color photography. And, you know, in a place as beautiful as Wisconsin is, we'd be making a mistake not doing that. So we try to include as much brilliant color as we can about the state. Now, leading off the issue, yes, thanks a lot. We see a lot of photography in here, and a photo of a big mob of pelicans on a very small little mud flat just off shore in Menasha. It caught our eye. And the interesting thing about pelicans, those who have spent much time in Wisconsin, grew up in Wisconsin, natives here. Back in the 1960s or so, when I was growing up in the state near Green Bay, I never saw a pelican. I had to go to Manitoba to see one, and I didn't even know what it was when the thing jumped up in front of me in a wetland there. And I always thought of them as marine ocean birds, and here they are in the center of North America. Well, now, these days, there's a colony of 4,000 nesting pelican pairs just offshore in Lower Green Bay. And not only are they there, you can see them in Horicon, you can see them in Lake Butamore, you can see them along Lake Michigan, Sheboygan, they're on the Mississippi River. How and why did this ever happen? Turns out pelicans were pretty common here back in the 17th century when explorers came, the French explorers, and historian Gary Entz in Rhinelander has did a little bit of digging back there, and we've got Pelican Lake right up near Antigo. How did it get its name? Well, there were nesting colonies way back
sure.
when.
Sure.
In Rhinelander, near there, that there's the town of Pelican, the Pelican River, Pelican Street in Rhinelander. The paper mill is on Pelican Rapids, and the Northwestern Railway Station was Pelican Station. So these birds with a 9-foot wingspan have chosen to call this area home. A colony of about 30,000 of them left Chase Lake National Wildlife Refuge for unknown reasons in 2004. They're all over Wisconsin now, and it's fun to watch those gigantic birds soaring, white birds soaring on those big wide wings.
Oh, man, for sure. It was like 9 feet wingspan, isn't it? I think you...
Yeah.
It's amazing. Amazing. I think they should call... I mean, we should have a Pelican baseball team in the state called the Pelicans. I mean, they...
Yes, we should.
You know, Pelicans can scoop up fish. It would be cool. Maybe there is one. Hey, as you're listening here, if there's a Pelican, a baseball or softball team named the Pelicans in Wisconsin, I want to hear about it.
Okay. Okay. They got big mouths. Let's hear some big mouths here.
1-800-642-1234. Or just shoot us an email to ideas@wpr.org. Love to hear from you. You know, it's always fun to discover something new. And a bar owner in Duran did that a few years ago. And you've got a great story and some great photos about what he found.
Yeah, we're always on the lookout for something unusual here. And, in the town of Durand, which is western Wisconsin on the Mississippi, this bar owner, bar restaurant owner, Ron Berger, one day decided he was going to expand his location. He's right downtown on the river. The town has a railway past dating into the 1870s, logging up and down the river, sending him out on the railroad. So Ron was looking one day to open up a wall in this downtown business, quite an old building. And as he made some small exploratory holes and peeped in, he started uncovering something a little astonishing. It was a mystery. He sees some colors. He sees a bison horn. What's going on here? He takes a little further. He starts pulling off switch plates and electrical outlet covers. He sees some grass. There's a little bit of dirt. Now he's crawling all along this wall looking, and he sees a Native American male with a spear going after this bison. What's going on? He starts uncovering more and more carefully, and he's seeing lions and elephants and giraffes and ostriches and aerialists and sea monsters. What's going on? What he found was an advertising bill. Now, you're remembering people like me old enough to remember walking through alleys and seeing the backs of buildings in towns like Green Bay.
Yep.
You see signs that said post no bills. What does that mean? Mm-hmm. Well, in the old days, what they would do is post lithographic paper, like a billboard, picture that, giving news about upcoming events, things going on in the town. And what Ron had stumbled onto was a very well-preserved, massive poster, 9 feet high, 55 feet long, and it's pitching the great Anglo-American circus and menagerie coming all the way from Portage to entertain the folks. And they would put these alongside the outsides of buildings. And the town was expanding at this time, and there was going to be more construction. Well, this colorful display got posted. And the interesting part of that is they're made out of paper to disintegrate after a while, so you don't have to go back and clean off these gigantic things. They were made to break down and go away. Well, immediately, this wall got covered over, and an adjoining building went alongside it, and it was trapped, so to speak, but also protected with a new wall over it. And there it sat for 130 years. So rather than expanding his restaurant to I don't know, bring in some more food, but they had this gigantic mural, if you will, covered in glass, preserved, slightly restored, and the Circus World Museum in Baraboo is calling this extremely rare. There are flyers around, you know, small things about circuses, but
yeah.
55 feet? Well, now the Miles Orton Circus, people now come just to see this. And I don't know how the burgers are there. I'm assuming it's pretty good. But it's at the Corral Bar and Riverside Grill, and that's right on West Main Street in Durand. And I think folks can check them out online, Riverside Grill, or Corral Bar and RiversideGrill.com. It's worth going to see.
Yeah, absolutely. And the photos are great. Mike Bino, our guest today, and we just talking a little bit about advertising that went on all those years ago. We're doing a little promotion ourselves here on the Ideas Network because we're in the last day of our Wisconsin Public Radio Spring Member Drive. Jill Nadeau comes back to join in. And listener support aid is the largest piece of funding so for us. So your gift right now, $10 a month, $100 a month, whatever amount you choose, that makes WPR the reliable station that it is with programs you enjoy every day. So give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Jill, do we still have that dollar-for-dollar match in effect?
We sure do, Larry. We have a dollar-for-dollar match for up to $5,500, and right now we still have, we've only used up 1,000 of that. So that means that anything that you give right now is going to double. And we got this donation from current members, including a member in Sparta, and they're going to double every dollar you give. So it's just their way of inspiring you to support Wisconsin Public Radio. Do that right now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We pay for things that are important to us. And when you think about it, WPR is probably as important to you or even more so than some of the other things you spend your money on. Certainly, I know that's true in my case.
Yeah. And, you know, life just wouldn't be as good without WPR. It just comes down to that. And WPR wouldn't be as good as it is without listener support. It's so important. Your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 pays for the programs that you enjoy and rely on every day.
Jill, do you know the easiest way to support WPR? I have a question for you. Well,
could it possibly be becoming a sustainer, Larry?
That is right.
Oh.
Becoming a sustainer is great. You make monthly ongoing gifts from your bank account. You can take it off your credit card or your debit card too. It works that way for sure.
Absolutely. And you know, we were kind of kidding, but it is the best way. I've been doing it for years and I don't have to forget anything. You know, when you're a sustainer, you automatically get included in any of the drawings and all that good stuff. So, you know, all you have to give is maybe $10 a month or 15 or 20. You know, you pick the amount that works for you and become a sustainer now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Then you just have to sit back and enjoy the ease and convenience of supporting the programs that you value.
This member drive, let the impact of your donation go beyond the WPR programs you love. Choose to plant a tree as your thank you gift when you give $10 a month. Your donation to WPR will power the essential news and quality entertainment you rely on, and your thank you gift will help preserve Wisconsin forests. Thank you for making a difference with your gift now. Here's how.
Give at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution. Larry Mueller here with Jill Nadeau. Listener support, we keep saying it, but it's true. It's the biggest source of funding for our programs, and that's why your support during this drive is so important. And it could be $10 a month, could be $100 a month. And don't forget, Jill, what else is there that's such a tease?
Dollar to dollar match right now. And it's from current members, including a member of Sparta. And what that basically means is that anything you give, they're going to match. And it's going to be up to $5,500. And we still have 4,000 of it left. So you have plenty of time to go ahead, pick up the phone and do it. Take advantage of this match. Double your support for Wisconsin Public Radio programs right now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Maybe you're already making a donation, or maybe you've already made a donation this year, or if you're a sustaining member, thank you so much for that. You might want to consider an extra gift, maybe another $50 or $100 at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. That's going to double your amount because we've got that matching gift. Join in this drive, and thank you for your extra support for the programs you enjoy every day.
Absolutely. And like you said, Larry, we have about $4,000 still on the table. So give now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and your support for WPR will go twice as far.
And you could choose to plant a tree as your thank you gift with your contribution of $10 a month or more at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Don't forget about that. You'll make a difference for WPR and you'll help preserve our state forest.
Absolutely. And then there's that drawing for the $1,000 gift certificate.
Oh, my gosh. I forgot about that.
And there's so many reasons why you should just do it now. And if you're a sustaining member, well, thank you very much. But, you know, maybe this is the day that you increase your support of WPR by $5 or $10 or whatever amount that you choose at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And like Marion Madison says, I love WPR, the only station I listen to. It keeps me informed with thoughtful and thorough reporting and analysis. Well said, Mary.
Well said, Mary. Your gift right now, join Mary. Join in with all, join Jill, join me. Support the programs that you think are important. We all contribute financially. What about you? Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and thank you. Talking with Mike Bino, editor of Our Wisconsin magazine right now. They always have so many interesting stories in the magazine, and you may have some interesting things going on in your community. I hope you'll join in. Maybe a question about the magazine, or maybe some information on what's going on in your neck of the woods. Give us a call at 800-642-1234, or you can email us at ideas@wpr.org. Love to hear from you. Mike, you know, you had a story in there about round barns, and that created some memories for me because when I was a kid, I milked cows in a round barn at the Don and Dorothy Rodefeld farm. They had that really cool round barn. And then much later, I was driving out west of town of Madison and ran into a round barn that was a restaurant. And here, so I've got a couple of connections to this particular story, Mike.
Okay. Where was that round barn where you were milking cows?
In the Cottage Grove area, the Don and Dorothy Rodefeld farm.
Okay.
That was a great barn. Great. I love that barn.
Well, and you also grew tobacco and worked on tobacco farms, and you know a little bit about agriculture here, so it's always a treat for me to listen to you because you know a lot more about that than me. But yeah, the round barn you're talking about here it's a landmark in Spring Green. Landmark in Spring Green, and it's got a long history there. Right now, it's a restaurant, and there's an attached hotel, which I think has about 17 rooms, and it's inspired by Frank Lloyd Wright, who is Spring Green's most famous citizen going back. We ran something in the magazine about this round barn, and That's it's on Highway 14 west of Madison. It's so well known. Well, we heard back from Marge Shaneman Erbeck in Bishop, California, who had a little bit more to add to this story. Her father, she lived on that farm with that barn, and her father decided to move that round barn, which is rare. It was built in 1914. Move that round barn 200 yards from deeper in on the property, right out onto the road. Why? Okay. Eight kids. Dad had to figure out how to make a little bit more money. The farm wasn't quite paying enough to raise a family that big. And he decided to turn that building into a truck stop and restaurant out there on the highway. So Ma, the farm wife, who is, as Marge said, Mom is a little bit short and a little bit plump, but she got on a ladder and painted this entire thing white so that it could be seen at night. And in came the truckers. That was Leonard and Verona Shaneman. So in came the truckers, and Marge had milked cows in this round barn with soaring ceiling of about 50 feet. Now she became a waitress in the same building and was at age 13 pumping fuel into big rigs. And when the Harlem Globetrotters came through in a bus in 1951, she served them all burgers. So interesting entrepreneurial theme. Dad had old lanterns wired for lights, and it was working well. And after about 4 years of serving people 24/7, Ma had about enough. So they headed to California and tried something new. But in 51, this was auctioned off, 52, August 52, and her relatives, Eleanor and Eugene Rock, owned and operated this for 30 years, added the hotel rooms, et cetera. But it's still there, and James Pfefferkorn, a protege of Frank Lloyd Wright's student, designed the lodge here, 27 rooms, and the motto of this place was "Eat a square meal in a round barn." Well, they don't know if Frank Lloyd Wright ever did that, but he's rumored to have said they don't build them like that anymore.
I tell you what, and the food's pretty darn good there too. When I ate there, I had an enjoyable meal at the Round Barn restaurant for sure. Well, we've got other things we can talk about. Again, I'll let you join in as you're listening here. Number to call, 1-800-642-1234, or you email us to ideas@wpr.org if you've got a question, or maybe talk about an event coming up in your area. Another Wisconsin family focused on adding chickens to their backyard when COVID shut everything down last year. How'd that turn out?
Well, so many of these stories that are coming in, and it's, of course, are dealing with COVID. Everybody's found their way in the past year. And a teacher from Winneconne, actually a couple who are teachers in Winneconne, that would be Jim and Beth Melby, were working from home, and they got a couple of young daughters, Madeline 10 and Lydia 7. And so they're doing homeschooling, and they knew a little bit about that, being educators. So they were working with the kids, and Jim was going through a little bit of withdrawal because he didn't have professional baseball to watch anymore, at least not much of it. And so he, going through baseball withdrawal, he decided to see if he could get a project going, get his mind off it, and maybe make a hit. So he decided with the girls that they were going to raise chickens. Okay, how are they going to do that? Well, he's going to need a chicken coop. Okay, how is he going to get one? So project man kicked into high gear and started looking, and his wife Beth kept saying, well, here's some plans. I'm drawing my own. She's picturing some monstrosity going in her backyard. She's got insane project man going crazy. And after a while, his new obsessions simmered down, and she got a little more comfortable. He had to make it the Fort Knox of chicken coops, so foxes and coons couldn't get in there. And he got it small enough and scaled down to where it's looking pretty good, and he even gave Beth a power of approval on the paint color and door styles and the decor. So the whole family's involved. And the girls just got into it. Chickens are my new favorite animal, they're saying. The older one, Madeline, just loves them. Lydia's just a lot more sanguine and practical at age 7. She says, we don't have to buy eggs anymore. Well, that's good. They hatched their plan, and you know what? It's working. They're having fun, and Jim simmered down, and he's looking at maybe adding some improvements like solar heating panels and electrically charging a perimeter wire underground. And he'd have to sell eggs for $50 or $100 a piece to make back his money. But you know what? The girls are getting tech ed and math right there at home, and good breakfast.
And a couple of good shots of the girls with their chicks, and the he did a really nice job on that. That's not a normal chicken coop, I can tell you that for free. It's a dandy.
The girls are cute. Sorry, Jim, your picture's not so cute, but you know what? Wonderful family project.
It is a wonderful family project. Oh, man. Fun today talking with Mike Beto of our Wisconsin magazine about what's going on with the magazine. What's always fun to talk with him because we visit about things going on all over the state, and it's always fun to visit with him. Always fun to talk to Jill Nadeau too from Wisconsin Public Radio during our member drive. Your gift, any amount makes a difference, big difference, doesn't it, Jill?
Oh, it certainly does. You know, listener support is the largest source of funding for WPR programs. So that means that your support funds the Larry Mueller Show, as well as all the other WPR shows that you count on. So give now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And something I really don't want to lose here, we have a dollar-for-dollar match going on right now, up to $5,500. It's in effect right now. Great time to donate because current members, there was a member from Sparta involved in this as well. They'll double every dollar you give. It's their way of inspiring you to support Wisconsin Public Radio. So you can double the impact of your gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And like you said, Larry, it's always so fun to listen to the stories from our Wisconsin magazine. And you know, the thing that I love about it is that people read this who aren't necessarily in Wisconsin or from Wisconsin. I have family in Michigan that reads it all the time, and they love it. And I know we hear from a lot of other people from around the globe, basically, that love it. So we enjoy bringing this to you, and we enjoy it when you support us. So that means that when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, you will make this hour and many more hours like this possible. So choose an amount that works for you. Just take a few minutes and make your gift.
Yeah, think about what you spend your money on every day. Maybe it's coffee or maybe it's takeout. It adds up for sure. And it's easy to spend on things that are part of your routine.
Yep, and Wisconsin Public Radio is part of your routine too. Obviously, you are listening. It's your news source, your conversation starter, your place to learn. So spend some money on it today. Just start with a dollar a day. That's $30 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
First of all, I really believe in what Wisconsin Public Radio does. When I would listen to the pledge drives every year, I would often think, oh yeah, I should call in, or go online and pledge, and then eventually I would do that. When it came around this year, I just thought, you know, this would be so much easier to just do a monthly donation sustaining public radio. Being a sustainer is good for me because I know that I'm doing my fair share. Even if it's not the largest contribution, it's a steady monthly contribution that I know is helping to keep the station on the air. I'm John from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I enjoy being a WPR sustainer, and I think you will too.
I agree with you, John. Thank you so much for those comments. Go right now to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your donation. Larry Mueller with Jill Nadeau. Your support during our Spring Member Drive makes all the shows you rely on possible, and your gift could be, well, it could be any amount, $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount.
It is. And remember, whatever that amount you choose, we will double it because we have a match, and we still have $3,400 just waiting for its match. So why don't you give us a call at 888-202-2552, or you can go online, WPR.org or .org. Yeah, that's what I said. I'm so excited.
WPR.org.
This amount of money, okay? It's, you know, and this is just all suggested amounts. Maybe you use the same amount that you pay for Netflix or for cable, for that matter.
Absolutely. And I keep mentioning this, but our dollar for dollar match is still in effect. Jill, I'm sure, knows it. I know it. And now I hope you know it, too. There's still room for your gift to be matched. Give now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. And your support of WPR goes twice as far. And as Jill says, we still have about $3,400 or so in that match.
Absolutely.
And what else is happening?
Well,
there's money involved.
Exactly. You could win $1,000 to spend on bikes and cycling gear at Wheel and Sprocket, which would be awesome. And I believe you could even have a tree planted. So there's all kinds of things for bonus for giving right now during our show. So WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And sustainers, those of you making ongoing monthly gifts, you are automatically entered for that $1,000 spending spree.
And if you're not a sustainer, become one right now. Easy to set up monthly donations. You can do it from your bank account, or a lot of people do it from credit cards. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. A great way to provide ongoing support for the programs you love.
That's right. And speaking of love, Peyton in Oshkosh says, I love your content, so I finally decided to give my financial support. Love WPR. Awesome.
Peyton, thank you. And what about you? Your gift is very powerful, really makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And thank you. Talking with Mike Bino, editor of Our Wisconsin Magazine, about what's in the magazine's April-May issue, and certainly love to hear from you. Give a call, 800-642-1234. What's going on in your community? Love to hear from you. Mike, I tell you, the most surprising article in this issue has to do with loons. And they've adopted something a little unusual and some great photos of it. Talk about that story.
Well, we love our loons in Wisconsin, and I mean that, you know, birds as well. But anyway, we love birds. We love the loons in Wisconsin, and the folks along rivers and up north, they're put to bed at night in the summers with the tremolo calls of these birds, and they're one of the, in summertime, they're one of the most popular things about Wisconsin, one of the nicest things. There is a scientist named Walter Piper who studies these birds here and has done so for decades. And he has a group of people working with them, with him, checking out the populations, out on kayaks, seeing what's going on in the great world of loons. And they report to Walter. And a couple is Linda and Kevin Grenzer. Not only do they help with some of this research in the summertime, Linda's a photographer and is on the water an awful lot. In fall, when loons in trouble sometimes are freezing into lakes, they've got a hovercraft, and they'll go out there and rescue these birds, nurse them, and drop them off somewhere in the southern states where they winter. So these are truly committed people. Linda and her colleagues happened to see a pair of loons on a lake a couple miles south of Minocqua. This goes back two summers. And people have seen the classic photos of chicks riding on the backs of their parents. The parents, both male and female, chip in and help each other in the rearing. With ducks, the males sometimes vanish, usually. And here, they'll share incubating of the eggs, the male and female, and they take care of feeding and nurturing the bird up to fledging and flight. Well, what Linda and some of her colleagues saw was a chick riding on the back of a loon, except this one had a little bit of an odd profile. Loon chicks only do this about 3 weeks. Well, this was a mallard hen slowly growing up, and it was just a duckling alone. Now, know this. Loons are highly territorial, and they chase other birds off of bodies of water. They need a little bit of room to live, and they've been known in the past. You know, Mother Nature can be a little tough. They will actually kill ducklings of other broods in order to make room. So it can be tough out there. And what happened was completely the opposite. They adopted this lone duckling, who knows where all the rest of them went, who knows where the parents went, and took this bird under their wings, so to speak. What was interesting was Linda was watching them with this growing duckling on the back of the parents to the point where the bird, it's nearly a fully grown duck, and it's sinking these loons, and they're accepting this. Also, loons feed on minnows. They dive deep, go straight down, and they come up with a minnow, and then they swim straight up to their little ones and kind of jam it right into their mouth. Ducks and ducklings, they're dabblers. They dabble around in the shallows. They don't dive like that, and they're in the lily pads picking bugs and pieces of vegetation and kind of shopping around. The interesting thing was, these loons were diving and coming up and feeding this duckling fish, which it was accepting, rather than the diet I just described. And this duckling was learning that behavior and splash diving and coming up with snails, okay, with mom and dad. But the duckling taught mom and dad a few things, because you don't see loons picking through lily pads. They stay in the deeper water usually. And they're cruising as a family with this little duckling picking bugs and things off of lily pads, and there's the adult loons right alongside the little ones. So as far as we know, this little one made it to adulthood and flew off on its own. That's what loons do. They, when the adults migrate, the young have to find their way. But Walter Piper summed it up nicely. He said he'd never seen anything like this in his decades of work, and he talked to duck biologists who said they'd never seen this. And Walter says if loons and ducklings, sworn enemies under normal circumstances, can form a loving, supportive, healthy family, maybe we humans can do likewise.
It is a great story, and you've got 5 photos. One with the duck, the duckling, now a duck, and you're right, the loon is almost sunk under the water while it's on its back. Duckling is on its back, or the duck now. Anyway, those are some great photos, and the story is really wonderful. Oh man, well, let's see. I wanted to talk about the mushrooms for a minute. We talked about mushroom growing on this show a few weeks ago. There's a story about that in the latest issue. Give us a quick rundown on that story. Tell us about that project.
We hear often about people going out and finding morel mushrooms, and with good reason. They're wonderful. They're tasty, and the Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival was founded on this, and they are they're doing it again this year, by the way. So that was good to see. We heard from a hobbyist, okay, that actually raises mushrooms. Now, this is an unusual story. I was unaware that people were, hobbyists were out there doing this. Tom Peck in Suamico, with his family, got onto this hobby. And what they do is they cut down green trees in winter, maybe 5 to 7 inches in diameter, maples, oaks, various different kinds. And they take these logs, fairly lengthy, and, about 40 inches long. And what they do is drill into the logs. They take some spawn of mushroom species, shiitakes and golden oysters, and they insert this into the drilled holes. Then they cover them with wax. They put them in shade and let them get wet and do what comes naturally when logs on the ground in the woods get wet. Up start sprouting some mushrooms. Well, they're trying to raise these, cultivate them. They've got like 500 maple, oak, birch, and ironwood logs stacked up in a shady area in their woodlot in Suamico. And they are growing these mushrooms. They get friends together, and they take home inoculated logs and take them home and raise
them. Lots of mushrooms. Lots of mushrooms. I want to talk with you some more about that, but Jill Nadeau has come rushing into the studio. Oh, my gosh, she's out of breath, as a matter of fact, because here we are coming up to the end of the hour, and we still have some ways to go with our matching dollars. Here we are in our spring member drive, and your gift, any amount, makes a difference, but really makes a difference because of your listener support.
Absolutely. We've got about 5 minutes, Larry, but we still have $1,300 to go. So if you pledge right now, then that means that you will double what you give to WPR. And, you know, listener support is the largest source of funding for WPR programs. So that means that your support will support our show as well as all the other WPR shows. So give now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And the reason I wanted to break in was because that dollar for dollar match, I believe, ends at noon. And here we still have some money on the table, and I don't want to lose that money. Your gift, maybe $100. Maybe, and if you give $100, it turns into $200. Even a $50 gift, so that makes $100 because we double it. So take advantage of that right now. And double your support for our WPR programs when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And I love when we talk to Mike about our Wisconsin magazine, because all the topics are just good news. They make you feel good. They make you smile. They make you laugh. And just like looking at the magazine makes you smile because the pictures are so beautiful. And, you know, to get these kinds of shows, it's unique, and WPR is unique in that it's listener supported. So that means that when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, you make this hour and so many other hours possible. So choose an amount that works for you. Just take a few minutes and make your gift.
And you could choose to plant a tree as your thank you gift with your donation of $10 a month or more. You'll power the essential news and quality entertainment you rely on, and your thank you gift will help preserve forests in Wisconsin. Thanks for making a difference. Do it right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
We've probably all had this happen. We spend money on something and then hardly ever use it.
Dining room chairs, because I eat in front of the TV more often than I should.
I think I bought a $5 pair of wireless headphones once, thinking, how bad can they be? They were pretty bad.
Decorative holiday towels.
Unlike some investments, your donation to Wisconsin Public Radio is a good one. One you'll get value from every day. Make your gift to support the programs you count on right now. Here's how.
Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552, and your support of WPR goes twice as far. We still have about $1,300 to go in that matching grant and maybe 3 minutes or so to do it, Jill. And they could choose a tree as well.
They can choose a tree. That's right. They can choose a tree, or they can put their name in. I think that automatically goes for that $1,000 gift certificate from Wheel and Sprocket. So our match was a $5,500 match. We still have $1,300 of it left, and we've only got a minute or two to do it. So we need you to call right now, and we want to thank our current members for that match, including a member in Sparta. And Sparta, I can't read either today. Double the impact of your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Great time to become a sustaining member. It's easy to set up. Convenient ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or your credit card. You can get started right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Absolutely, and we still have $1,300, Larry, just lying out there for someone to use it. So give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and your support of WPR will go twice as far.
James and Marinette said, I'm donating because I believe in paying for services I use. What about you? If you haven't done it yet, do it right now and double your support with our matching grant. Just go to WPR.org. Thanks so much for joining us today on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here visiting today with our good friend Mike Bino from Our Wisconsin Magazine, talking about what's going on around the state and their April and May issue. Always fun to visit with him. Questions or a comment, give a call at 800-642-1234. Email to ideas@wpr.org. I'd love to hear from you. I did want to mention, by the way, you know, this is the time of the year people are planting trees, and we have a blog story, a story on our blog about how to plant a tree. It's a nice story. I took a look at it. Just go to WPR.org/Larry, and over on the right side, you're going to see that story on how to plant a tree. So there you go. And what about getting some mushrooms planted? We were talking about that as we broke with our guest, Mike Bino. And Mike, the photos in here are amazing. Talk a bit more about this whole operation where I'm seeing it's grown a lot over the years, hasn't it?
It has. And the idea for Our Wisconsin Magazine came about 9 years ago when this formerly retired guy needed a little bit more to do. At that time, I was probably going ice fishing 30 times a winter. Now I think I've gone fishing once in the last 8 years. That's okay. I asked for it. But that's how you run into stories that are as cool as this mushroom story you're talking about. Just to wrap up that idea, these hobbyists grow their own. They're making shiitake mushroom soup. They got some help from a concern called fieldforest.net. They get their supplies to grow these mushrooms. And the motto of that place is, proud to be part of this rotting world. Well, mushrooms. So there we go. So are we. Our Wisconsin Magazine, we're looking for unusual stories like this. And in a place as richly imbued with culture and different people and places and faces as Wisconsin is, there's just an inexhaustible mother lode in this beautiful state of fun stories. And that's really what we're trying to bring about. And thanks to you, Larry, for getting behind this magazine just by involving us, having us on your program through the years. I'm happy to say that the next issue we're coming out with in June, July, just turned into the printer. It'll be a record press run of something around 110,000 copies. People told us we were crazy to get into the print world years ago. It's going away. Well, it isn't going away everywhere. And thanks to everybody for enjoying so much about Wisconsin and sharing so much about your lives in this magazine.
Yeah, it has been absolutely great. My sister Meredith was telling me, "Oh, my last, I love that last issue. I sent it." She's she lived a long time in San Francisco. She sent that out, mailed it out to a friend of hers who has I don't think ever been to Wisconsin, but they absolutely loved it, and they're passing it around and thinking about subscribing. So there you go.
Well,
and you have subscriptions all over the place, don't you?
Yeah, we have subscribers in all 72 Wisconsin counties, in every state, and I'm thinking probably about 25 foreign countries. We hear all the time from Australia, New Zealand, Germany. People send it around as gifts, and for people who used to live here, it's really roots them back to home, and they enjoy it. And it does travel to other countries because it's a lot about good people, you know. Stories about good people. There's so many in Wisconsin. A good story is a good story no matter where it's set. And I think that's the strength of our Wisconsin. There's a lot of beauty here. But really, this is all about the people who live here. They're good people, and they're on Wisconsin Public Radio, and they're in this magazine as well.
Speaking about good people, there's a story about a guy in Montello who's been creating nesting habitats for 40 years.
Yeah.
That's a great story.
Yeah, it is. There you go. For 40 years, and it's a lot of bulwark, Daryl Christensen grew up on the Fox River in Montello, and he's very proud to call himself a river rat. He often, his family has sold bait. They've rented rowboats. He's been here on the shore of the river and still is for many years. And for 40 of those years, he has worked on a conservation project to help endangered species here. Foresters' terns, in particular. He's a self-taught ornithologist. He's a waterfowler. He's a former tournament fisherman. He's lived with natural resources. But his way of giving something back is to help this endangered bird, endangered in the state of Wisconsin. So every spring, he gets in his little rowboat with a small outboard on the back, and he takes nesting platforms. They look like pallets, but they float. And he takes them out with his hip waders on Lake Poygan, Grand Marsh area, in Green Lake County and Marquette County, and he emplaces these platforms, stakes them into place with PVC pipe, and gets them in cover so that these birds that nest on habitat, which is largely floating vegetation in wetlands, they have a place to establish their nests. He has done this now for 40 years. He puts those, about 80 of them, in place. Then he gets in his kayak the rest of the summer, and he goes through. He's working with the DNR as a volunteer, goes through, and he takes information down. He documents how many successful nests, what's going on with this. There's a lot of ups and downs. Those nests can get flooded out if there's too much water. Then he waits and documents re-nesting. When he's all done with that in the summer and the young are off the nest, now he's got to go pick those all up again. They're soaking for 3 or 4 months, and they're a lot heavier. And Daryl's well into his 70s, and he's out there pulling these things in, horsing them back, getting them into storage. And you talked about pictures. Got to give a shout-out here to photographer Lori Smaglik Johnson, who is a great bird photographer in this state. And she donated the use of a couple of pictures of Forester's terns to give a little nod to this man's hard work for conservation through the years. And what's really cool is that these birds can live 20 years. And here's Daryl going back and forth out there, living among them, working with them. When he gets in May, right about now, when he's out there at the boat landing with his boat and his crate-like things stacked in them, these birds, which swarming behavior is in their nature, they protect each other from predators by getting together. Well, they get together and they give him a little salute. They remember him. They remember his boat. And when he and nobody else, when he's at that boat landing, they come swirling overhead. And what a great way to welcome spring. And Daryl, you deserve that. You deserve that that little kudos from these birds, man, because hundreds and hundreds of them you've allowed to nest over the years.
Yeah, great shot of some of the eggs in one of the nests too in the story. I like the story a lot. And another good guy, another good person here in Wisconsin doing some good things. Sometimes people have to go and have to move away. And I think it's always interesting to read stories about Wisconsinites who live in other places now and hear what they miss about the state. And you have a nice story this time. How did that section of the magazine get started?
Well, you know, we always ask our readers for input. Just like you do on your program, Larry, you invite readers to call in and talk about the topic of the day. Real people, not always scientists, you know, and that neighborly feel, we try to do the same thing in the magazine to engender. We ask people who have moved away, let's say, what do you miss about Wisconsin? Or we ask people who are not natives of the state, we prompt them with a question, why did you move here and what do you like about it? And we get a lot of people, you know, they come in and we'll share, you know, it's not just, I like the fish fries here, I like a bratwurst. It's a lot more than that, and it gets to the community, it gets to the hearts of the people. So a story here in the issue that we have is from somebody who moved to Arizona, took a job as a music teacher at the university there, and has lived there all of her adult life, really, probably from age 23 on, Jan Meyer. But she's from Saukville. And while she loves the weather out there in Arizona, she keeps coming back. Why? She misses seeing people at the Piggly Wiggly that she knew and grew up with, and she talks to them. She misses smelling newly mown hay. She misses the spring rain, loud thunderstorms without dust. These are reasons pulling her back to Saukville near the Kettle Moraine, seeing Holy Hill again. There's a lot of nostalgia, and it's in your heart. It's a feeling. It's not something you really think about. And she's maintained this connection ever since and sat down and put that in a letter to us. And we put it in the magazine, and that's as simple as it is to land a story in our Wisconsin. You don't need to be a person of letters or an author or anything. We're looking for letters and what people's thoughts are, and we're very fortunate that they jump in and participate this way.
We have Mike and Mercer on board. Mike, hi, thank you for calling. What's on your mind?
Thanks, Larry. Well, in northern Wisconsin, in Mike's backyard, there are festivals going on in June. On the first weekend of June, the North Lakeland Discovery Center in Manitowish Waters has its 17th annual Birds and Wildlife Festival. The next weekend in Mercer is the Mercer Bird Festival and the Lupin June Fest with four different bike rides from 10 miles to 50 miles long. And then the third weekend of June, 18th and 19th, is the Manitowish Waters Solstice Festival. And there are four bike rides there from 15 miles to 100 miles long. And it's along the heart of the Vilas Bike Trail, probably the prettiest bike trail in the whole state.
Yeah, so. Some good points there. And I'm sure you're well aware, Mike, of those events. Mike Beano.
Yes, I am. And Mike Shouldis, welcome to the show. Mike is very involved in a lot of the winter activities here as well. And what's really neat, I'm glad Mike brought this up because, Larry, earlier in the show you mentioned there we're coming out of COVID somewhat here, and it's great to see a lot of events that are being scheduled now. In Shawano, they've got the Amish Quilts and Consignment Auction that's going on to support the schools in the Amish community. That's May 8th and also September 4th. They have beautiful woodworking and colorful quilts there. Ferryville's Farmers Market's going on May 15th to October 30th. That's up and running. And if you go up to Namur and Brussels on your way through Kewaunee County on your way up to the door, the Belgian Heritage Center on May 16th is going to have a drive-up booyah. If you don't know what booyah is, you didn't know my grandma there. That's chicken soup. I don't know why they serve boiling chicken soup in summer at the festivals. I've never known that, but it's good to eat. So
good to eat. No doubt about it. And always good to talk with you, Mike. Mike Beano, our editor of Our Wisconsin Magazine. You just go to Our Wisconsin. You type in Our Wisconsin Magazine, and that's going to pop right up. Always great talking with him. And especially during our spring member drive, it's fun talking with him. He's always ready to jump in and help us out. Jill Nadeau's with me to help me out, talking about your contribution. Your contribution keeps this program at WPR going strong, and $10 a month, $100 a month, every gift, any amount makes a big difference, because the largest share of funding comes from people like you. So donate right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And Larry, I am just overjoyed to report that we did make our match goal last hour. So we did match that $5,500. And thank you, thank you, thank you to those 41 donors that called in. We really appreciate that. But you know what? We've got another goal this hour. And that is to get 20 gifts by 1 o'clock. Now, we set up these goals to make sure that we're in a good position to pay for the Larry Mueller Show in the months to come.
So I tell you what, if you haven't given yet, now's the time to do it. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution in support of all the programs, but kind of this one in particular right now. What do you think, Joe?
We'd appreciate it.
Kind of a vote for us.
We do have a favorite. So, you know, we really appreciate that, because it's like a pat on the back for what we do and what we offer for you. And remember, we've got such great guests like Mike Beano, for instance. We've got Jesse LeGrew and Beth Wendt that come over and help us with your computer and tech problems. And, of course, we've got PJ Leash and Phil Palateri that, you know, answer our endless questions about insects. And people like Melinda Myers, you know, she's a nationally known gardening expert, and she comes on a garden talk show all the time.
Yeah, she's on regularly, as are our extension horticulturists and extension plant pathologists. So many come on for our garden talk show and really do a bang up job. I think you get great information. It's information you can use from these guests and so many others on the program. We didn't list them all for sure. And together we get to the bottom of your questions. It's all possible with your gift. So give right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And remember that this drive, you can support the programs that you rely on, but you can also choose to plant a tree as your thank you gift for your donation of $10 a month or more. And your gift will power the depth, the variety, and the lifelong learning that you value on WPR. And your thank you gift will help grow and maintain Wisconsin woodlands. So thank you for making a difference with your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, a listener close to my heart, Jill, said We couldn't live. We could live without WPR, although we surely wouldn't want to. I like that. Maybe you feel the same. Well, I know Jill does, but maybe you, as you're listening to us talk, maybe you feel that same way, that listening to WPR makes your life better.
And there's so many options. So it's whether, you know, it's keeping up with the news, you're enjoying the music, you're enjoying the laughs that you get on the weekend shows, or the Larry Mueller Show, because we have plenty of laughs too, or the fascinating discussions on the Ideas Network. You know, there's always something good to listen to.
And because WPR makes your life better, help keep it going. Your gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 is so important.
It is. You listen to WPR because you count on the fact-based reporting, interesting discussion, and the great music. And you probably agree, Wisconsin is a better place because we all have access to high-quality news and entertaining programs.
And actually, the quality is possible thanks to donors, people like you, people who call themselves members. You're a listener. Now take the next step and become a member. And your donation, say $120, that'd be $10 a month if you wanted to do it that way, makes Wisconsin a place where great radio is available to everyone. So give now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
Andreka, and I live in Madison. I started listening when I was a grad student here in 1976. I think I became a member when I returned to Madison as an adult. One reason I love listening is that I'm interested in a lot of different things, and WPR always has a lot of different things. I can hear everything from politics to gardening to travel information. I love just hearing that variety of things.
Give now so you can hear more of the programs you love. Go to WPR.org and click donate. Thank you.
That's right. Give at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Jill Nadeau. Listener support's our biggest source of funding, and that's why your support is so important. And maybe your gift is $10 a month. Maybe it's $100 a month. Certainly have people that give $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose, though, that's the right amount.
Supporting Wisconsin Public Radio right now is a great thing to do with just a few minutes of your time. All we need is your name, your contact information, how much you'd like to give, and how you'd like to pay.
Your gift supports the stories and programs that keep you connected to the world. And by the way, this is the last day of our drive, if I'm not mistaken. So
you are correct. Kind
of your last time, if you were going to contribute during the Larry Mueller Show, this would be a pretty good time to do it because we're sort of running out of time. So give now at WBR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
You know, once in a while, you get more than you actually pay for, and WPR is one place where that's true every single day. So consider a gift of $2 a day to support the radio programs that you love.
Absolutely. Hard to buy much for $2, but at Wisconsin Public Radio, it makes a lot of news, music, and talk possible. That works out to $60 a month. And here we are approaching the end of the show. There's still another minute or so, but boy, I really, on behalf of Jill and myself, thank you so much if you've already contributed. We love you all, and we appreciate it. If you haven't, do it now. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution. Thank you so much for listening.